This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank, as I do every Friday. By the way, Monday I'll be filling in for Martin Kilcoyne on the Noon to 3 show. Thank you for listening anytime. You can always tweet me at Paul Harris Show on Twitter. Time now for the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at this time, but we can't do it without contestants. And if you have not been one in the last month, and we do that completely on the honor system, by the way, you can call 314-969-KTRS or toll free 1-888-550-KTRS or cell phone star KTRS to play the challenge today. Before we play the challenge, I just want to mention one thing I just saw on the internet. I don't go for pranks. I love the guys from the old MTV series and movies Jackass, because they would put themselves in harm's way or do stupid stuff themselves to themselves. I don't really like pranks that people pull on other people.
Right.
But in the YouTube generation, people are doing it all the time. And apparently some guys at a movie company, like a small independent movie, it's probably three guys, it's not even a company. They were doing a prank that they call Ham Shoulder on Venice Beach in California near Los Angeles. And the way it is you walk up to various people and you subtly try to slap a piece of ham on their shoulder without them noticing. That is comedy,
that's
huh?
Good stuff.
Wow. Oh, the ham shoulder bit.
That's good.
You know when it stops being funny? When one of the people whose shoulder you have put the ham on punches you in the face for doing this. Yeah. The clip is on YouTube right now. I urge you, find it, because you'll see this guy and you'll realize that the guy's pulling the prank really chose the wrong guy.
Oh, good.
That's an important part of pulling off a prank. You want to make sure the person you're doing it on, if you're going to go for that sort of juvenile stuff, make sure that the other person is going to go along with that. This guy, not so much. Ham Shoulder. Look it up on YouTube. Thank me later. Now let's play the Harris Challenge. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just driving home from work enjoying this nice weather.
It is really a great change from that crappy weather we had earlier this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
It most certainly is, yes.
Pete, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what kinds of questions and categories are spit out for you to choose from today. Category one, we always have one topical category. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, Trivial Geography. Or category three, Homer Simpson's Favorite Food.
Woohoo!
Which one would you like?
Let's try a geography.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start here with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You got to get 8 points to win. Now, remember, if you get seven or less, I do have to punish you. But if you do get eight or more, you'll win a fabulous package of prizes chosen especially for you.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul! We have a Stefanino's Pizza and Restaurant gift certificate. Four locations in St. Charles and one in Chesterfield Valley. We're going to throw in a King Edward's Chicken gift certificate. Great fried chicken in St. Charles. How about a Westport Car Wash wash? That's a nice one. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
It's a prize package to the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, that's what you're playing for, Pete. The category again is Trivial Geography. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What nation do the most legal immigrants to America come from? Legal immigrants.
Oh, gosh. What nation? Italy.
Mexico. 19% come from Mexico. What city has the second largest population in California?
Of people or of immigrants?
Nope, not immigrants anymore. Just people.
San Jose.
San Diego. Okay. What is considered the largest island in the world besides Australia, which is classified as a continent?
Madagascar.
Greenland. Which southern state is home to the largest nuclear power plant in the United States? Is it Louisiana, Mississippi, or Texas?
Mississippi.
Texas. Of the 50 state capitals, which one comes first alphabetically?
Akron, Ohio. Goodbye, Paul.
Oh, my God.
Did you say Akron, Ohio?
thing. Come on, Paul.
I'm sure what you meant was Columbus, which is actually the capital of Ohio. But you should have said Albany, New York.
Oh.
Okay. Punish me.
Now, I will, Pete. I was going to say, don't say goodbye quite so quickly, because you take your punishment like a man for getting 0 points on the Harris Challenge.
Give it to me.
About a half hour ago, we played this Meatloaf and some country singers in a Mitt Romney rally yesterday doing America the Beautiful without actually knowing the lyrics. Reminded me that we should go back to 2003 for this clip. I actually had planned on playing this Friday, today, because the Cardinals were going to be in the World Series.
Yeah, so we thought.
Yeah. Not so much. looks like the Tigers aren't either, the way the Giants have been crushing them. But it is baseball-related. This is from 2003. John Osborne, who the kids like to call Ozzy, was asked to go to Wrigley Field and do the seventh-inning stretch. But they forgot one crucial detail, which is telling Ozzy the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Mm. Right after that, Sharon buzzed him off the show with a big X.
Yeah.
I would have.
Pete, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you very much for playing.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good weekend.
You too. Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul. Hi, company.
Hi, Mary.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
There's not too much. I got to retire when I was 48 from the government, so that's pretty good.
Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
Let's see what categories we have here. We still have Have You Been Paying Attention? Or Homer Simpson's Favorite Food? Or our new third category is Who Am I? Google Maps?
I want Homer Simpson's Favorite Food.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mary, let's play the Harris Challenge. Approximately how many donuts does Dunkin' Donuts serve every year? 20 million, 200 million, or 2 billion donuts?
200 million.
2.3 billion, to be exact. Sorry.
Wow.
Within a nickel, how much did a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts cost when the company was founded in 1937? A dozen donuts in 1937.
25 cents.
Correct. If you laid end-to-end all the donuts Americans eat in 1 year, how many times would they circle the Earth? 3, 6, or 9?
9.
6. How many donuts did John Haight eat in a 6-minute span to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records in 1981? 26 donuts, 36 donuts, or 46 donuts?
36.
26. In what New England state can you find a plaque in honor of the guy credited with inventing the hole in the donut? I'm going to give you a chance to answer it. What New England state would you find a plaque in honor of the guy who's credited with inventing the hole in the donut?
Delaware?
Not in New England.
Sorry.
Just like Akron's not the capital of Ohio. The answer is Maine. The guy's name was Captain Hanson Gregory in the town of Clam Cove. Legend has it that in 1847 he was enjoying a donut at the helm of his ship. A big storm came up. Needing the use of both hands, he crammed the donut onto one of the wheel's spokes, thus creating the hole.
Wow.
That's some trivia I'm going to have to use.
That's something.
Not.
By the way, the 26 donuts that guy John Haight ate to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, 3.25 pounds of donuts.
Wow.
Actually doesn't seem like that much to me if they're the right donut.
No.
Mary, let's see. Let's recap your scoring. You got 2 points for the Krispy Kreme question, and this completes your scoring.
Oh. Okay.
That means you have to be punished as well.
I know.
Ozzy? You know, he's okay for the first sentence. Here's where it falls apart.
He says something about
drink. All right. I think Mary's learned her lesson, haven't you?
I did.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thanks.
Here comes our third contestant. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, all I have to say is this might end up being bad.
That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge, John.
Wow.
Categories are, have you been paying attention? Who am I? Google Maps? And by the way, I would just say based on the geography factor so far on the challenge today, maybe not the one to choose if you're not confident. Maybe you want to go for category three, which is presidential coins.
Hmm.
What'll it be, John?
Go ahead and go with presidential coins.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. coin is Abraham Lincoln on?
That would be...
rummaging through his corn pockets.
Really.
The nickel.
The penny. On what U.S. coin would you find John F. Kennedy?
I know this one.
You can pass if you want.
The dime.
The half dollar. Which coin contains the likeness of Thomas Jefferson? Hint, you've already said the word.
The dime.
The nickel.
Oh.
Which U.S. coin is embossed with a picture of George Washington? Hint, you haven't said the word yet. John?
John.
George,
nickel.
George Washington. It's the quarter. Now, just to save face, which one has FDR on it?
The dime.
Did you say dime?
Yeah.
John, the correct answer. The correct answer is the dime.
Yes.
Yay!
Wow.
Am I a winner?
No, but you have taken an insurmountable lead compared to our previous two contestants, John, with 5 points. But that doesn't mean you win. That means you get punished. Pause him right there, Ian, in case we need to go back to him. Just hang on to him right there. John, I'm sorry you didn't win. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Looking forward to the weekend. I want to say congratulations to Mark and Judy, who's getting married tomorrow night.
All right. Let's see what categories are left here. We have you been paying attention, or who am I, Google Maps? What'll it be, Rob?
Oh, have you been paying attention?
All right. This is, you know, stuff that happened in the past week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Rob.
Not a whole lot of confident players today.
Have you been paying attention, Rob? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the new tablet computer that Apple debuted this week?
Don't know.
Which big-time star dropped the F-bomb on Good Morning America this week while promoting his new movie, Cloud Atlas?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is right. President Obama said during Monday's debate that our military uses a lot fewer bayonets these days. What is the only branch of our military that still uses the bayonet in training?
Marines.
Correct. On Monday, Russian punk rockers Nadezhda Tolokanova and Maria Alekhina were sent to two Siberian prison camps. What is the name of their Russian punk rock band?
Chernobyl.
Pussy Riot. Here's the five-pointer. What was a group of criminals caught counterfeiting in a New Jersey warehouse this week? Justin Bieber CDs, $2 bills, or ketchup?
Justin Bieber CDs.
I know he's in town playing Scottrade this weekend, but the correct answer is ketchup.
Oh,
right.
They were taking regular Heinz ketchup and relabeling it as a more expensive brand.
Wow.
And the cops busted him for that. And by the way, Apple introduced the iPad Mini this week. Rob, you got the 2 and the 3, and that's only 5 points.
I suck.
Hey, those two girls sound like tennis players, too, don't they?
Names? Yeah. And by the way, the names that I gave to the two girls, nothing like their actual names, but I don't read Cyrillic, so I don't know what it is.
Ah, there you go.
You know, I could have called them Zhishkivashkivo and Hikahankiv. It didn't matter, as long as I got to say Pussy Riot. That was the only reason I asked the question. Here's your punishment, Rob. We may have to save his big finale
yes.
here, the way things are going. Have a good weekend, Rob.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see if Todd can save the day for all of St. Louis. How are
Come
you today, Todd?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just want to tell everyone to go out there and see if they can find a place to buy the new Pussy Riot CD.
Well, you know what? I just download it illegally,
yeah.
like all the kids today. Todd, your category, the only one left here is Who Am I? Google Maps? We have 60 seconds on the clock. I hope you know your geography. Because otherwise, we just have to hold on to your prizes and give them away next week.
Well, I'll do my best.
60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. state's name contains the most E's?
Tennessee.
Correct. How many states share a border with Missouri?
Seven.
Oh, it's eight. What is the state of 10,000 lakes?
Minnesota.
Correct. There's a point in the country where you can stand in four states at once. I'll give you a point for each one that you name.
Oh, geez. Colorado, Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
And New Mexico?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow.
What state is America's tallest mountain in?
Alaska.
The mountain is called Mount McKinley, which is in the state of Alaska.
Hey!
Wow.
Todd. That's 13 points, Todd, or as I like to call it, the same total all of our four other players had combined. So that makes you a winner. You're going to dinner on us and a car wash and the whole thing, and Dan will tell you all about that in just a moment. Thank you very much for playing.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend yourself. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday, right around a quarter after five, here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.